Tom Corcoran, the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast is calling for a mixture of clouds and sun. We do have a chance for showers and maybe some thunderstorms today. High around 77. At this hour, 67 degrees in Kenosha, in Burlington, 64, Milwaukee, 68, and 66 degrees in Racine. A Racine woman and her boyfriend arrested last week after more than two dozen dogs were found living in their home in what were described by police as unhealthy, unsanitary conditions. The story from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
According to court documents, 33-year-old Heather Jensen operated a dog rescue called Lucky Mutts in her home on Harmony Drive. However, when police and representatives of the Humane Society and the Health Department went into the home, they found dogs being kept in small cages stacked on top of each other. The dogs also did not appear to have adequate water or food. Officers said the floor was covered with a thick coat of dog fur, the walls were streaked with mud or feces, and they were unable to stay inside the home for more than 30 seconds because of the smell. With the couple's assistance, the Humane Society removed 24 dogs from the home but allowed Jensen to keep two family pets. Jensen and her boyfriend, 63-year-old Terry Bogard, are each facing 26 misdemeanor counts of mistreating animals. In Racine Circuit Court Monday, both entered not guilty pleas and were ordered not to possess animals as a condition of their bonds. They both will return to court in October for pretrial conferences. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Racine County District Attorney's Office charging 31-year-old Latressa Smith of Oak Forest, Illinois, with marijuana possession while claiming to be an Uber driver, a passenger in the back seat when she was pulled over for speeding, according to the criminal complaint. The deputy who made that traffic stop reportedly smelled marijuana coming from the vehicle, which led to a search and what the charging document described as a cigar containing marijuana along with a small metal tin that also had marijuana. Court records show Smith with three drug-related convictions in Cook County, Illinois, back in 2006 and 07. Wisconsin's rules about Uber include driver background checks. September 29th, the next court date for Smith, who remains in jail. Two Kenosha fire stations would close and be merged into a brand new superstation under a proposal now being reviewed by city administration, aldermen, and the firefighters union, and which may get some attention at a Wednesday evening Public Works Committee meeting. Our partners at Gateway Public Radio reporting Station 5 at 22nd Avenue and Washington Road and Station 3 at 22nd and Roosevelt are the closure targets. The new facility would be larger and built at 22nd Avenue and 52nd Street, replacing a long-ago shuttered elementary school. The catalyst, the immediate need to rebuild Station 5. That according to Public Safety and Welfare Committee Chairman Rocco Lamacchia. He says the superstation idea that was actually developed during a recent casual conversation with a couple of firefighters.
I went to the mayor and Mr. Pacetti, and I said, what do you think of this idea? And they said, we never thought of that. Let me think about it. About a week later, they came back to me and they said, we like your idea. So it's nothing set in stone yet. We either are, well, five's got to come down no matter what. But if we built a superstation, Bain School is almost right in the middle of the two fire stations.
Today's larger, heavier fire trucks also play into the need for replacing Station 5 and would counter the mayor's original proposal for a new station right next to the current site. Other factors to be considered include the exact locations for rescue squads and council members wanting to make sure their districts have proper fire and rescue coverage. Well, after sitting for weeks, that huge pile of concrete remnants hauled off to Mount Pleasant and the Lake Park area from the Waukegan Airport and a little project down there used by Lakeshore residents to shore up their crumbling bluffs. Well, it's gone now, moved to the affected properties by a contractor in about a day and a half just before Labor Day. Those big concrete chunks donated to the village and Racine County paid to have it hauled up to Lake Park. Then it got stored till the property owners had it to get the permits to put it all along their shoreline areas. Village President Jerry Garski told the board last night additional concrete from Waukegan was hauled directly to the affected properties.
The second phase of that concrete came up and it was hauled all to the neighbors' properties that where the trucks could get in, so none of it went to the park. And we're anticipating when the contractor calls, there'll be the third phase that'll come up.
Garski also hoping that the temporary measures will be holding the bluffs until the Army Corps of Engineers decides if it will get involved in developing a more permanent solution. And the city of Racine still moving on the process to set up that new semi-automated solid waste cart collection system for rollout next summer. Finance and Personnel Committee supports the transfer of $400,000 in the Public Works Department capital budget. Commissioner Mark Yellen explaining the money is a combination of delaying other projects, bids that came in too high, and some projects just not costing as much.
Would like to take advantage of money that the city has already borrowed and has been allocated that we for projects such as the clinic renovation that we don't have designed and we're not ready to execute. By being able to take advantage, by being able to reuse the funds we have available now, we'll know how much we need to build into our budget next year for everything.
Finance Director Dave Brown reminded committee members about past borrowing for capital projects needing to be used within roughly a two-year window, and that shifting money toward other projects is nothing new. The president of the Racine County Prep Football League went before the city's Finance and Personnel Committee to ask for some help with a new $50 per game fee to use one city chalk field at Humboldt Park versus two in the past and where kids have played games since 71, formerly under the Old Timers Association. William Pucci asking the committee about the possibility of a grant to maybe help cover the cost, but at the very least, be aware nonprofits have a tough time with blanket fee increases.
I went in this year after allowing for our entire seasonal budget, which again includes update of equipment and referees and trainers and so on, to find out that the fee is now more than doubled and we're going to be charged $50 per game, which we didn't budget for.
Park and Rec Director Tom Molbeck said it's not about making money off these groups, but more about proper use and care of facilities. Alderman Q.A. Shakur said the committee bases decisions on information, both verbal and documented.
We set a budget up for the year, and if we do reductions for this group, then you get another group that want reductions. So it's got to be fairness across the board. And when we approve the budget has been approved. Now, again, there's not to say that you can't come and make your presentation, but we need some facts before us.
Both sides will have more discussion about the fees outside the meeting structure. Kenosha Alderman Yamakowski's proposed ordinance to license online home sharing services like Airbnb includes a $50 annual fee and a series of operational requirements for owners, but it's going to need some more discussion. Affected owners near the homes being rented might disagree with that, though. City's License and Permit Committee held a meeting last night, Mikowski acknowledging that he and his colleagues have received emails from rental owners not happy with the licensing idea.
On the other hand, I've also had a number of people who think that they should be banned in this city entirely. I don't want to see that happen, and I don't think you do either. The situation is that, you know, we got to come to some sort of a reasonable compromise.
The License and Permit and Public Safety and Welfare Committees both voting to defer action on that proposed ordinance pending more discussion. Kenosha Unified School Board decides the base wage for teachers will be defined as current salaries for the purpose of contract talks. District Chief Financial Officer Tarek Hamden again cautioning the members against delaying the decision much longer.
We have been approached already from the KEA to enter in negotiations. I think our superintendent's office is in receipt of that official request, so we're looking at setting dates for those negotiations before those could take place. We'd need a definition of what the base wage amount is.
No dollar amount specifically was set as the base wage. It was a 6-1 decision Mary Snyder opposed. KUSD administration now has direction with labor talks, which are limited, of course, by Act 10. On the Mount Pleasant Village Board told last night that the Kraut Music Festival back on June the 16th through the 19th raised a total of about $13,000. The money going to be going back into Caledonia Mount Pleasant Memorial Park improvements. The event again held there for the second straight year, where it was all the previous years, and where plans are to already get going for the 2017 festival. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. Our newscasts are in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.